listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and Whitsunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A sunny start to the week. We're heading for 23 degrees in Mackay and Early Beach, making news today, Monday, May 29. Cost of living pain and relief, the warning signs for dodgy tradies, and why Mackay's weather radar is being switched off. Cost of living measures have been a focus of state budget sneak peeks, with vouchers for swimming lessons the latest announcement. $150 vouchers will be available to parents and guardians with healthcare or pensioner cards for children under four. Government data shows one child in that age group has drowned, and there's been 29 near misses in Whitsunday region pools alone over the last decade. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says even though it may only cover a few lessons, it will make a difference.
This is for our most vulnerable. We've had to target it. It's cost of living pressures, and we'll see how it rolls out.
Meantime, a huge chunk of household income is being chewed up on weekly rent here in Mackay, the Whitsundays and Isaac. The typical renter is currently forking out 27% of their pay packet to service a lease. According to CoreLogic, that's 3% higher than 2020. To other news now, a fresh heads up about dodgy tradies, the latest being bitumen layers who run off with your deposit without starting or finishing the work to satisfaction. Mackay Police have been warning us of these so-called bitumen bandits, but they're not the only fraudsters we need to be aware of. Attorney General Yvette Darth says there's a few warning signs to be on the lookout for.
Anyone selling something at your door that says, "I'm not willing to leave any documents behind or give you any documents," you should avoid.
Mackay's weather radar is about to be switched off for 6 months while the Bureau of Meteorology replaces it with a new high-tech device and tower at Mackay Harbour. The Bureau claims it will mean more reliable and higher quality information. During that time, it says forecasts and warnings won't be affected, and we can use radars in Bowen, Gladstone and Emerald to fill in some blanks. And be loud and proud. That's what organisers are asking as the Mackay community is invited to join the Reconciliation Bridge Walk this morning, bringing banners and flags as it sets off from Bluewater Quay at 10 a.m. This year's theme for Reconciliation Week is Be a Voice for Generations, the idea being we should all be a voice for change and make tangible efforts in our lives for reconciliation. Let's take a look at some sport now. The Mackay Cutters have just missed out on a major upset win, coming within 2 points of taking down Brisbane Tigers. It just came down to a missed conversion after a Cutters try with 15 seconds on the clock, handing the Tigers a 30-28 victory. It's still a significant achievement for the Cutters, who are still yet to win a game, but almost toppled the second best in the Q Cup. And the Mackay Meteors have led from go to woe against the Cairns Marlins in the NBL 1 North. By the end of the first quarter, the momentum was good for Mackay's men, opening up a comfortable lead for a 107-76 point win, while our women's Meteorettes were defeated 82-73 by Cairns Dolphins. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whitsundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.